Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 23rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. USDOE calls for acceleration of renewable energy. The United States Department of Energy is urgently calling for private sector assistance to address America's electricity shortage, citing that current infrastructure cannot keep up with demand. The Energy Department's Speed to Power initiative recognizes the need to prioritize renewable energy over fossil fuels. As the Trump administration shifts focus, companies like PowerBank Corporation could benefit from regulatory changes. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focused on shaping the green economy, provides access to a wide network of communication solutions for companies looking to reach investors and the public. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Ancor shares for debt transaction. Ancor Resources Corp. announces shares for debt transactions totaling $1,922,800 owed to certain creditors. The company will issue 8,263,333 units at 21s per unit, each consisting of a common share and a warrant. An acceleration clause applies if shares trade at 40 cents for 10 consecutive days. Additionally, $187,500 will be settled through common shares. The debt conversion includes loans, EVGIM acquisition payments, Almighty Resources settlement, gas capture project funding, and compensation amounts. The directors unanimously voted for the debt-to-shares conversion. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and complies with MI 61-101 regulations. The common shares issued will have a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. Ancor Resources Corp. focuses on mineral and energy solutions in Cambodia and Canada.
Unlock Wellness with new membership program. Ultimate IV and Wellness introduces a new exclusive membership program tailored for clients seeking consistency and high-quality care. The program offers personalized routes to enhanced vitality, recovery, and sustained wellness. For a limited time, the first 100 members can secure the Platinum membership for $375 per month, discounted from $468. This membership includes two premium IV therapies, two single-dose injections, a Nutrify vitamin spray, and discounts on retail items and additional visits. With a focus on advanced hydration therapy, immune-enhancing vitamin infusions, and regenerative NAD Plus treatments, Ultimate IV and Wellness aims to provide a transformative wellness experience for its members.
Absolute Security announces plans to expand presence in India. Absolute Security, a leader in enterprise cyber resilience, is expanding its presence in India, a fast-growing technology market projected to reach $160 billion by 2030. To support India-based customers, partners, and managed service providers, the company is establishing a dedicated team and has launched a data center through an AWS partnership. This strategic move will ensure compliance with data sovereignty regulations and offer resilient endpoint and network security solutions. Achi Lewis Dhaliwal, AVP, EMEA and India, stated that this expansion is a significant milestone for Absolute Security, showcasing their commitment to addressing India's cybersecurity needs. With their cyber resilience platform embedded in millions of enterprise endpoints, customers can easily deploy solutions for threat detection, secure access, and post-incident recovery.
Motorola Solutions voted number one best workplace for innovators by Fast Company. Motorola Solutions has been voted as the number one best workplace for innovators by Fast Company. The company was recognized for its leadership in developing purpose-built AI that assists in automating tasks and enhancing human attention to detect, respond, verify, and resolve safety and security threats. Motorola Solutions AI Assistant Assist is specifically designed for the high-stress environment of public safety, helping dispatchers handle over 240 million 911 calls placed in the U.S. each year. This recognition reflects the company's commitment to fostering a culture of groundbreaking ideas and purpose-built AI to make a real impact in critical situations. Motorola Solutions has invested approximately $18 billion in R&D over the last decade, focusing on advancing AI applications across its portfolio of public safety and enterprise security solutions. All's Well Barbershop opens inside Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown. All's Well Barbershop, operated by talented barber Jared Shotwell, has opened inside Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown. Jared has created a welcoming space where clients can relax and enjoy personalized haircuts. He believes barbering is about more than just a haircut. It's about creating an experience that helps clients look sharp and feel renewed. The Georgetown community is invited to meet Jared and book an appointment to experience the artistry and care at All's Well Barbershop. Richard Spradley, co-owner of Hill Country Salon Suites, is thrilled to welcome Jared and All's Well Barbershop, highlighting Jared's creativity, professionalism, and commitment to client care. For more information, visit All's Well Barbershop in Suite Number 1118 at 5361 Williams Drive, Georgetown, TX, or call 512-318-0221. Duotem, the world's first portable cooling and heating device. Duotem announces the official launch of its Kickstarter campaign for Duotem, the world's first portable device offering both instant cooling and heating in one sleek, handheld unit. With features like instant cooling mode reaching temperatures as low as 14 degrees Fahrenheit and three heat settings up to 131 degrees Fahrenheit, Duotem provides on-demand relief for hot days, cold winters, stress, aches, and chills. Its lightweight and portable design, condensation-free operation, and eco-friendly rechargeable battery make it a convenient and environmentally conscious choice for temperature relief. The Kickstarter campaign offers early backers exclusive discounts and rewards with limited early bird pricing available. Support Duotem's mission for high-tech portable temperature relief today. Meshal Alradati gains international recognition for architectural innovation. Meshal Alradati, a New York-based architectural designer, is gaining international recognition for his innovative work on high-profile projects and research into the role of information systems in architecture. Alradati, who has won multiple international awards, is known for merging architecture with data-driven processes. He has received prestigious awards, such as the Architecture Visualization Award, and was a finalist for the Felix Candela Award. Alradati's work in hospitality, residential, and retail projects in New York is noted for its rigorous representation and layered design systems. In addition to his practice, he conducts independent research on architecture as an information system, developing frameworks to improve clarity, efficiency, and autonomy in design and construction. Alradati believes that architecture is a system of communication, with representation playing a central role in design and understanding. Trinity Street Capital Partners announces the expansion of its non-recourse construction and permanent finance program with loan amounts up to $250 million, up to 85% of cost. Trinity Street Capital Partners has expanded its non-recourse construction and permanent finance program, offering loan amounts up to $250 million, up to 85% of cost. The program now includes non-recourse construction loans for multifamily, industrial, and self-storage properties, as well as office, retail, and hospitality properties. Interest rates start at 30-day LIBOR plus 2.50%. Trinity Street Capital Partners is gaining traction with its construction lending program as traditional banks remain cautious. The firm is now securing major deals nationwide by combining its construction lending with bridge and permanent finance programs. For more information, visit their website. Joseph Smolarz featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss Liftoff Now Framework. Joseph Smolarz was featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss Liftoff Now Framework, a pathway for doctors to learn how to become savvy investors. As an otolaryngologist, investor, inventor, and entrepreneur, Dr. Smolarz uses this framework to teach doctors the right mindset on investing. The strategic framework challenges doctors to change their thinking. Currently serving as the CEO of Store Management, a physician at Vaillant, and founder of Smell Again, Dr. Smolarz is helping doctors navigate the world of investments. Learn more about his journey on the Innovator's Journey segment. Punyam Academy launches ISO 21001 2025 Lead Auditor Training Course. Punyam Academy PV Illited has launched a new ISO 21001 2025 Lead Auditor Training Course to meet the needs of the education sector. The course aims to equip educators, administrators, and quality professionals with the expertise to implement and audit the ISO 21001 2025 standard. This standard focuses on improving learning outcomes and stakeholder satisfaction in educational institutions. The online program offers flexible, self-paced learning and leads to an internationally recognized lead auditor certification. Director Devang Zaveri highlighted the importance of the course in driving continuous improvement and excellence in educational organizations. Interested professionals can enroll on the Punyam Academy website to gain the competencies needed to enhance organizational management systems.
Item by item, IBI launches change management curriculum for Microsoft D365 implementations. Item by item, IBI, a leading provider of online training for Microsoft Dynamics 365, has launched a new change management curriculum, the first of its kind in the market. This curriculum integrates change management and user training into D365 project planning, helping organizations address the human side of ERP and CRM implementations. With 37 microcourses, 6 learning paths, assessment tests, and downloadable templates, the curriculum equips project teams and business leaders with the tools needed for successful adoption. The storytelling approach used in the curriculum brings concepts to life, showing how change management strategies unfold in real-world scenarios. Available as a standalone offering, the change management curriculum is a valuable resource for teams embarking on D365 projects. Padel 100 raises 5 million euro to supercharge Ireland's Padel growth. Padel 100, Ireland's fastest-growing operator, has announced a 5 million euro raise under the Employment Investment Incentive Scheme to install 300 courts nationwide by December 2027. Early investors can receive up to 50% income tax relief. With strategic partnerships in place, Padel 100 aims to position Ireland as one of Europe's fastest emerging Padel markets. CEO Ben Keohane emphasized the tangible progress with contracts signed and demand rising. The raise offers a unique chance to support Ireland's sporting transformation and the rapid growth of Padel, with potential returns of nearly 50%. Investors should note that returns are not guaranteed, and independent advice is recommended. For more information, visit the Padel 100 website.
UGI to begin additional system upgrades in Hazleton this week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Hazleton on Thursday, September 25th. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on North James Street, West 9th Street, West 8th Street, and North Penn Court. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with potential road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. The new gas main installation is projected to finish by mid-November, with final paving and restoration at a later date. For those interested in converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.